Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dennis Menke. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hazu Alou. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Dierker. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Larry Dierker. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Ferry. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Renko. And now, play ball. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Metzger moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metzger scores. Morgan moves to second. It's 1-0, Astros. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Bateman and Bailey drops the ball. That's a double steal and an error. Morgan scores. It's 2-0, Astros. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ferry throws the ball into Hunt, who tags Alou trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Wynn scores. It's 3-0, Astros. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Bailey moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry takes first base on ball four. Bailey moves to third. Staub moves to second. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Edwards for a passed ball. Bailey scores. Staub moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Astros. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Expos 1. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader strikes out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day strikes out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Expos 1. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Metzger goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Astros. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-1 in the game. Menke is walked intentionally. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bailey is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Menke scoops it up and throws to first, with Dierker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Expos 1. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0-for-1 in the game. Dierker strikes out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-1 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards first. Menke scoops it up and throws to first, with Dierker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Expos 1. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Day fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Day. Morgan moves to third. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morgan scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Astros. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-2 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Menke hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. Wine strikes out. One out. Mac Jones pinch hits for Steve Renko. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Menke scoops it up and throws to first, with Dierker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 1. The Astros will come to bat. Howie Reed now pitching. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alou hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day. Alou reaches second base with a double. Cesar Cedeno pinch runs for Hazu Alou. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Cedeno moves to third. One out. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards is walked intentionally. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0 for 2 in the game. Dierker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Edwards moves to second. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Cesar Cedeno now playing right field. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dierker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 1. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 3 in the game. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 2 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gosger pinch hits for Bobby Wine. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Menke scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gosger for the out. Day moves to second. Two outs. Ron Swoboda pinch hits for Howie Reed. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Day scores. It's 5-2, Astros. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Swoboda moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive towards short. Metzger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 2. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Brand now playing shortstop. Claude Raymond now pitching. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Menke hits a pop-up towards first. Fairly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brand scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 3 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Denny LeMaster now pitching. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bacabella pinch hits for Jim Ferry. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bateman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 2. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Bailey now playing left field. John Bacabella now playing third base. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bacabella settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster strikes out. Two outs. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Metzger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzger. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Metzger steals second. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Metzger moves to third. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Coco LeBoy pinch hits for Boots Day. Coco LeBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeBoy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Gladding now pitching. Gary Sutherland pinch hits for Claude Raymond. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader juggles the ball. That's an error on Rader. LeBoy moves to second. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to second for the out. LeBoy moves to third. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 5, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.